Chinese borrowers will now have to pay at least 0.25 percentage points more interest on their loans. China's central bank increased the cost of borrowing late Tuesday ahead of releasing inflation figures for September. Market analysts expect the inflation rate to be higher than the 3.5% recorded in August, already the fastest pace in nearly 2 years. They think China hopes higher rates will cool price increases. Jan Lambrechts, global head of financial markets research at Rabobank, says the central bank is also trying to slow lending.
The Chinese policymakers are very unhappy with bank lending and they want to curb that more. It's really about being a warning shot to those banks. Curb your bank lending. We're serious.
For the first 9 months of the year, bank lending reached $948 billion, just 19% shy of the government's target for the year. The credit boom has sparked a surge in property prices nationwide. Last week, the central bank asked 6 major banks to raise the ratio of deposits they hold as reserves, which reduces the amount available for lending. With the increase, the one-year lending rate now stands at 5.56%, while the deposit rate climbs to 2.5%. China had not moved its interest rates in nearly 3 years. On Wednesday, stock prices in Hong Kong declined just under 1%, led by property companies. Japan's Nikkei index fell by 1.6%. But Shanghai managed to claw back losses earlier in the day, and in Seoul and Taipei, main stock indexes closed higher. A flow of investment money from developed economies seeking higher returns could complicate China's efforts to slow its economy. The problem could worsen if the U.S. Federal Reserve increases the amount of money in circulation in the coming weeks to stimulate the American economy. Strong foreign investment flows may boost China's currency. A stronger yuan would make imported commodities cheaper, helping manage inflation. Lambrechts says expectations of more rate increases could have an influence on the exchange rate.
I think we should take a bit broader view in terms of hot money inflow. Any prospect of some further tightening on the monetary front only increases the feeling that you should be in China.
The yuan's exchange rate is tightly managed by the central bank, although it has risen 2.5% against the dollar since June. But on Wednesday, the dollar recorded its biggest gain against the yuan since June, after the Chinese central bank sharply lowered the reference rate for yuan movements. Heather Baron for VOA News, Hong Kong.